Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
You want to hear the three calls of the play in question and break them down?
Sure.
I thought the call by Joe Buck was outstanding. But I expect that from Joe Buck because he is first rate as a professional television play-by-play announcer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's why he has that job.
That and his awesome hair.
Well, why you got to be that way, man?
What? He says he's a...
You know his, you know his hair plugs. Story.
He's addicted to the plugs. It cost him his voice one time. It almost cost him his career.
His vanity nearly cost him his moneymaker, which is those dulcet pipes of his.
Yeah. They screwed up his throat putting in hair plugs.
Yeah.
That was as dumb as if he were to change his name to somebody not named Buck so that people forget, oh, yeah, my dad was a broadcasting legacy.
Right. You don't want to stand in his shadow.
I'm Joe Flanagan now. I have no relation to that guy, Jack Buck.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Open with. Sorry. Talk a little bit here. Okay, here we go.
I just didn't want to interrupt when the big moment comes and you start rolling this thing.
Trying to work the ball in the boundary. And steps into it. Passes. Caught. Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Vikings win it.
Yeah, I was laughing at this point going, unreal. This league is unreal.
And perfect call because you can hear the frantic energy in his octaves going up a whole nother register. He identifies the receiver correctly, punctuates it with a simply, you know, touchdown, and then ties it off with a bow. The Vikings win.
But you know who doesn't get any credit on that? The sound guy. The sound guy gave him a mix where the crowd didn't drown Buck out. He wasn't all distorted because he's screaming all of a sudden.
You think the sound guy was riding the levels?
I don't know. I don't know what they do. If they have an AGC in place or what sort of software they have on those. But
what's
the
an
mix,
AGC?
Automatic gain control.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, welcome to radio, Steve. Is this your first day?
I don't have four turntables in my basement, Bob. I don't know what AGC is.
Don't always fall back
on
the
volume
four
is.
Turntables when you don't know what's
it's
going
all I
on.
Got right now, all right, and I'm fine. Clinging to it.
All right. Yeah, but I'm always amazed when those come in because Buck is drowned out a little bit by the crowd. You know, the crowd is loud.
Steps into it. Pass is caught.
Diggs!
And that is a full-blown screaming Diggs into his microphone, which is right by his mouth.
Steps into it, passes, caught, Diggs!
That's good.
Yeah.
That is a call of unbelievable half panic, half ecstasy. I can't believe this is happening right now.
Well, it sounds like a fan.
Who could believe what was happening? That was, even the most diehard Viking fan was hoping for a field goal try.
Right. Three.
In fact, as soon as he caught it, I said, oh my God, duck out of bounds, and you're going to have a chance for a field goal.
Really? Yeah. You thought out of bounds? I thought he's going to score. There's nobody left.
No.
He's only 20 yards away.
No, because, right, I knew how much time was left, and I thought, for sure, there was somebody else deep.
Oh, really?
What? Yes.
Oh, I never.
How could that guy have been the last guy? The guy that just whizzed past Stephon Diggs. How could he be the last line of defense? Are
Matt,
you kidding
there's
me?
There's nobody. Nobody's out there. They're all gone.
Now listen to all that silence from Buck. That is also great. So he ties it off with, and the Vikings win, which is important because even though we all know watching the game that the Vikings had just won the game, the announcer has to punctuate it because this call is going to last for all time. And so you need that sort of time stamp, as it were, that signature stamp of, and the Vikings win. And he made sure to put it there, and then he just let it lay out. And Troy Aikman, I'll give him credit, knew when to shut his hole too and let the moment just breathe.
Well, I think that's standard issue. You shut up when things get get rolling around here, Troy.
Well, as you're going to hear, cowboy playing days. Well, you know, Joe, once upon a time that happened with me and Michael Irvin, and I threw him a, shut up, nobody cares.
They may have turned his mic off even.
Hopefully
the director, Cowboys have the market cornered on primo analyst guys.
I know.
Well, it started with Don
Thanks
Meredith.
For reminding us. Start with Don Meredith, right.
You know, the director.
Danny Don, Aikman.
The director may have a standing order late in the game. Put your finger over Troy's button. If something big happens, turn it off.
I would hope they'd have a vaudevillian cane ready to hook Aikman by the neck. To have his headset fly off, were he to mar the moment.
Where there's just a little white dust cloud where he used to be. While his...
Yeah, Joe.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Well, the pictures are telling the story there. They're panning the crowd. They're panning
the team. Oh, they're panning the crowd. Yeah, they're zooming into Keno. It's, they're showing the players.
The director is working his ass off there. He's,
right. The director's like, okay, take two. Okay, take two. Show me Diggs.
Ready, three,
okay, all right, back
three.
To, okay, Peyton's walking off the field. Show Peyton. Okay, good. Yeah, that's the moment for the director not to choke.
Yeah,
to make sure
true.
To call. Because he's in a truck with a bank of images that he can show, and he's got to show the right ones. He can't show...
see them all at once. You can't miss Case Keenum putting his hands on top of his head. And
exactly.
Wondering what's going on.
Yeah, it was some good stuff. Okay, now let's hear the Saints radio call.
Oh, my God. This one I haven't heard. I think I
haven't heard this.
Yeah,
oh
this
my God.
Is... Oh, boy.
You might be underwhelmed, but here we go. This is Jim Henderson and Deuce McAllister on the call. On WWL, I think.
Taps, kind of bumps the guy off that was blocking Sheldon Rankins, and he takes a big-time hit on Case Keenum. Fence coverage again.
Okay, so he recognizes the coverage.
Yeah, which is basically guard the sidelines. Because that's all that matters. Like, with 10 seconds left, any pass long enough to get him into the field goal range with no timeouts, you tackle a guy in bounds, the game is over. There's no way to hustle up and get to the line of scrimmage.
Right.
So you're just trying to lay a fence on the sidelines and make sure nobody goes up.
Push things back to the middle of the field.
Exactly.
That's all you're trying to do.
10 from the Viking 39.
Notice how their audio sounds like it's a preseason game.
It really does sound like a local broadcast.
Left on the clock. The Vikings need a completion and an apparent field goal attempt.
Or a miracle, Jim Henderson, you don't know.
Don't forget the miracle.
Dropping, looking, throwing near sideline, and it's caught by Stephon Diggs. He's going to take it inside the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown on the final play of this game. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? He could have came up and just tackled him. He stuck, put his head down, and he didn't step out of bounds, Jim. They're going to review it, but he didn't step out of bounds.
61 yards.
So yes. Who is the former player?
Deuce McAllister.
He instantly goes into, he could have come up and tackled him. He instantly went.
Instantly diagnosed right. What the hell went
what
wrong.
What was that? Yeah, he didn't even hesitate.
Now, I think that call is a bit flat. From Jim Henderson, frankly. I think I would, even though you're not supposed to be excited at your own team losing in horrific fashion, it just, to me, fell a bit flat.
Well, that's just my own taste. You just had your heart yanked out.
Understood. But it was just...
Here's Keenan, dropping, looking, throwing near sideline, and it's caught by Stephon Diggs. He's going to take it inside the 15, 10, 5... Touchdown on the final play.
I guess they shoot fireworks off when you score a touchdown. That's why there's a k-k-k-k-k-k.
I never heard that in the other. In
That's
the, in
it
the
was wrong there, place it was a, to be shooting fireworks off, isn't it? I mean, oh, no.
It was in Minneapolis, yeah.
Well, it was in the other call. I do believe they did shoot fireworks off when he crossed. By the way, he crossed literally at 0-0-0.
First thing I looked at was there's no time left, and it was all zeros while he was standing in the end zone. It's like, wow.
Right. Not that it would matter. I'm just talking
from a... Not even
a
kickoff.
I'm just talking from a pure artistic symmetry standpoint to have the game-winning touchdown in regulation and have the guy cross the goal line at 0-0-0 as the clock is going. That, like, is football perfection, if you think about it, right? I don't think that's ever happened before in the NFL.
In a playoff game?
Were they...
The closest I can remember was when DeSean Jackson, when he was with the Eagles, returned a punt against the Giants at the Meadowlands, and he broke clear from everybody, and he got down towards the goal line. He then backpedaled at the one-yard line across the field from left to right to taunt them before then falling into the end zone.
Right.
And I believe the clock had already hit zeros as he was beginning his taunting.
Here's the one I remember. The Vikings had led the division all season long, came down to the last game of the season. They were in Arizona playing the Cardinals. The Packers had finished at Lambeau already. They won. They needed the Cardinals to beat the Vikings, and they did it on the final play of the game.
Oh, you mean Tyrone Poole?
There it is. The season's on the line.
There it is.
Two receivers left and right. McCown takes the snap. He steps up. He's all by himself. Fires into the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! No!
That's right.
No!
Right.
The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
And I think time had run out before he caught the ball, so the Vikings lost.
Not only that, but
after the season was over, because that was it.
Well, and that's where you guys had already won at home and
sat in the stadium and watched.
Sat in the stadium. People were turning around looking into the suites. I remember the shot and the video shot of you guys, the fans looking up into the suites where there was the only game. I guess you couldn't put the game on TV on the Jumbotron back in 2003, I think it was.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what the rules were, but people are in Lambeau celebrating on that catch, and that was quite a...
That's the great Paul Allen for the Vikings, who I like calls like that, where he shows the horror of the moment like he did with the Favre interception. And so here he was on the other side of things, and I know you don't like anything Vikings, but I actually felt good for Paul Allen because they've had so many calamities, and this was one that went their way. Now, here's where you guys are going to have an issue with Pete Bursich, their color analyst, because he does not observe the golden rule of staying the hell out of his way.
The end zone, I mean, wow. Just a big mistake. You just got to be able to. You got to take
advantage
of. Listen
how quiet that place is before this play went off, too. I mean, it's like they've.
Well, Troy and Joe were just kind of going through. Well, that's going to be another terrible loss for the Vikings.
Right. Yeah.
You're kind of tidying up the whole thing. You're trying to get your perspective of. They were up 17-0 and rolling, and they let the Saints back in the game, and now they're going to lose in part because they had a punt blocked with the help of a quarterback,
a backup quarterback, right? Who was in Green Bay to start the season, I think.
A lot of Packer fans were texting me, emailing me, tweeting me, going, "We should have never gotten rid of him."
Nope.
I told you.
Nope. And is he the heir apparent to Breeze? And we have to get to that too. Whether Breeze just played.
They gave the obligatory. You know, they really think highly of Taysom Hill. They think he might be their future quarterback. They say that about every quarterback that is not playing.
Why they keep him around.
Well, now they're right. That's why they keep him around. Oh, we really think highly of him.
Was that Breeze's last game, you think, as a Saint?
No.
I don't need
that. We'll get to that.
I'm not buying that either.
Okay. 24-23 Saints. Vikings at their own 39. It's third down. Three receivers right, Thielen left. Marshawn Lattimore, 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs.
Stay
on. Oh, my God. Loose.
Oh, my God.
30.
No.
10. Touchdown.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pete Bursich, for just screaming all over my signature call. Thanks, great job.
What was that? He killed the call.
Never stop talking.
Oh, my God. Hey, shut up, all right, will you? Golly.
From Adam. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay up.
Oh, my God.
Loose.
Oh, my God.
30.
No.
10. Touchdown.
Stay inbound.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
It's a Minneapolis miracle.
No way.
This is where, as soon as they went to their first commercial break, I bet Paul Allen ripped his headset off and just stared at Bursich, saying, "Get out. Get out, you loser."
If you or I or you and Brian were calling the game and we're the color guy and you're the announcer, I wouldn't want to be within 5 points. counties of you when that was over with. What are you doing, man? Well, you were talking about the puck and the pooper and all that. No, you shut up.
But okay, in Bursich's defense,
I'm here to get my cool insights in.
You don't have any cool insight.
What? No
way. You're a meathead.
I said no way.
You're a meathead.
I said no way a bunch of times.
That's what you brought to the game. No way.
Also unbelievable.
Yeah, that's when, if you're Bursich, you tell Alan sheepishly, "Oh, I was trying to help him get in bounds. Just trying to help him with my voice, you know, just rooting him on."
Adam Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs. Stay up!
Oh my God!
Loose.
Oh my God!
30.
No
way! Touchdown!
All that idiot did.
It's a Minneapolis miracle.
Shut up. I'm doing my Minneapolis miracle. Shut up.
He walked over the Minneapolis miracle part.
Paul Allen is delivering what he thinks is going to be played forever in the Viking Hall of Fame when you watch that footage. And this guy is wrecking it. Why isn't he just staring at him, screaming, you know, doing the call again? Like, shut up with your eyes.
What if it turned into an actual fight? What if by the time, you know, Diggs had already, you know, gotten to the end zone, that he just started, he went spider monkey and jumped on Bursich's neck and started ripping his headset off. A full blown fight in the broadcast booth. That'd be awesome. You hear the microphones all. Well, what's going on up there?
They're fighting.
They're fighting.
What?
Because Bursich can't control himself.
What do you mean they're fighting?
On the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
Wait, you know what happened there? Paul Allen went over and yanked that guy's cords out of the wall.
I'm going to say Minneapolis miracle without you in the background effing it up. One way or another, so shut up.
Yeah, okay. We're going to stay here late, Pete, because we got our sound engineer with Nat Sound of the call, and we're going to call this right, okay? When everyone's gone, we're going to do it again the right way, and you're going to shut the hell up.
Boy, he did. He wrecked that.
Stomped all over it.
Oh, big time.
What I just saw, Paul, what an unbelievable play.
See, there you hear the fireworks.
Yeah, okay. Right. Heard them on there. Yep.
Fans at U.S. Bank Stadium are embracing each other. They're trying to climb into the box to hug us all. Nobody can find Stephon Diggs. He ran into the tunnel.
Unbelievable, Paul.
Are you kidding me?
They run the deep out route. Stephon Diggs goes up, and Marcus Williams, the rookie, tries to jump over the back of him.
Not exactly. See, he didn't try to jump over the back of him. This is where Bursich was so busy yelling and stomping on Paul Allen's call.
He missed the
that
play.
Unlike Deuce McAllister, who said, no, he ducked his head and dove past him, Bursich got it wrong.
Up the throw, the ball is caught. And Diggs is able to take it into the end zone.
Look at the Vikings
so
coaches.
This is
to
just
the right
an absolute mistake.
Yes! Are you kidding me?
This color guy has got to go.
Yes!
They need to bring it.
But it's Paul Allen who's screaming, yes, yes, yes.
Philadelphia!
Paul, when it's your year, it's your year. That's all I got
to
say.
Stephon
Diggs, what an unbelievable play.
It's going to be 48 and drizzly, and we're bringing a purple rain.
It's a good one right there.
It's turnabout is fair play then.
Good one right there.
You walk all over my call. I'll blow
just
all
start
over
screaming
your
yes, yes, yes while you're trying to make a point.
Yeah. Or just start going. What that color guy's trying to explain.
I'm talking about the play here. Hey, I'm talking about the play.
Anytime he opens his mouth,
I just say a nonsense word like. Well, as I was saying, the linebackers were in cloud cover. Beverly. Hey. What the hell, man?
Your deal.
What the hell, man?
What, you don't like that?
No.
You don't like when I interrupt
you? I didn't tell you what's going on here. I don't even know what you're saying. What are you saying? What is that word?
Away.
Check. Mic check.
We'll wait for that, isn't it?
You're being very small, Paul.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's a Minneapolis miracle!